This is Jesse.
Hi, Jesse. What's going on?
My 3-year-old daughter, Everly, she loves listening to your... She loves listening to Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Okay.
And you guys have changed the theme song. And so now she goes, this is not Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Oh, Everly, I'm sorry. We did not let her know before we changed the theme song.
Exactly.
So let's play it. If somebody hasn't noticed, let's play the new theme.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Everly's not a fan, apparently.
You don't like it, Everly?
Everly, you don't like it?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a change, and I totally get it, but we're going to be getting local cheer squads around the county being able to record them so we can represent all the schools around the county. So I think that'll be fun, yeah?
Yeah, do you like that?
Wow, the critics have spoken. Everly is not impressed. Not impressed.
All right.
Well, we'll do our best to win Everly back.
Bye, Everly.
Wow, tough room. I never thought about the 3-year-old demographic, how we had to win those over, too.
We're excited because we're inviting area high school cheer squads to come in and record their version of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge theme.
As a matter of fact, tomorrow at our first John and Tammy Food Fund of the Year, we are going to be visited by 21 second through fourth graders known as the Lakeside Vaqueros Mighty Cheerleading Squad.
Yay!
Cannot wait to meet the young ladies who are going to be doing their rendition of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge cheer. Everly, all 3 years old and all of a critic, hopefully you'll like that a little better than what you're hearing right now. We'll do our best for you.
She just needs to get used to it, that's all. Remember, our food fund is tomorrow. Fraser Farms in La Mesa, 6 to 9. Bring your non-perishable food item donations. And you can even bring diapers, too, by the way, along with peanut butter, tuna fish, canned vegetables. So we can stock the San Diego Food Bank. Also, we're going to be giving away a pair of KSON Country Fest tickets and Stagecoach tickets.
Not to mention, we get to hang out and see you. We don't get to do that very often. We're super looking forward to it. All directions for John and Tammy's Food Fund tomorrow in La Mesa at Fraser Farms is at KSON.com. What many of us have been waiting, I think, for about, what, 17, 18 years now?
That's what it feels like.
It is the return of part 2 of season 5.
Mm-hmm.
So confusing.
I know.
Of Yellowstone. We were starving for it. We were thirsting for it. And now I'm like, oh, it's coming back?
Yes.
I guess it's been so long. I seriously have to sit down and do a little binging so I can refresh my memory about what went down in season 5.
Well, and here's the thing.
The first half of season 5.
And Kevin Costner has said that he's not going to be part for season 5B, right?
Which part is 2, they're calling it.
Right. But will he be in the very first episode that they show?
So the director of the season 5 premiere says, and I quote, his presence is integral. I think to say any more than that would be potentially compromising all the work that went into redacting the scripts. So that really doesn't say anything.
They have to write in a way to remove him. Yeah. And how they're going to do that is anyone's guess. And whether he will be in anything that's filmed in that first episode.
So here's my theory. And I, of course, am a DJ. So please consider the scripture.
I'm a DJ.
But I think it's almost mandatory that he has to have at least an appearance.
Yeah.
This is the star of the show. He is the patriarch of the family.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, there are many different sub-stories, but he's the guy. It would be like the West Wing coming back from a break and having Martin Sheen just not be there anymore.
Yeah.
So wait a second. And have no explanation as to except, oh, well, there was a terrible storm or he was assassinated, God forbid, or something of an explanation. And even that would be abrupt and unfair to the quote-unquote fans.
And I wonder, too, I mean, there's a couple of possibilities. Number one, that they did film some things with Kevin Costner, and they've kept that quiet for a reason. Otherwise, there's always extra stuff that is filmed that doesn't get used, and they could find a way to utilize that, too.
I just hope that it's good.
Yeah.
Because they had a situation like that, and this was years ago now, but they had a situation like that in the second season of The Sopranos when the mother of The Sopranos, one of the stars of the show, passed away, and they had to use old footage, and it was pretty obvious that it was older, unused footage to replace and then eventually explain where she was.
Yeah.
But again, that was a while back. They've changed the technology now. I'm going to go ahead. My theory is still, I believe he's going to be a part of season 2. I'm sorry, of part 2 of season 5. Mm-hmm. I just don't know how so. Their quote is, John Dutton is still central, unquote, whatever that means.
Well,
that
I'm looking forward to it.
Right? Either way, we're watching on Sunday, mm-hmm. and I have to binge to find out exactly where I left off. Something blew up, right? Somebody was sleeping with somebody else, and Jamie Dutton was still a mess. Is that pretty much essentially it?
It could be.
Okay.
What if, crazy theory, and I've never watched Yellowstone, but what if this character that he played suddenly had a face switch surgery, like on Face Off?
Sure.
Then he's still part of it, but suddenly now it's played by, like, sure. Rob Lowe.
Well, how about Nicolas Cage? I mean, why not? Let's bring back
right.
Facelift.
We'll do it. Let's do it.
You know, we're going to replace Taylor Sheridan with John Woo.
Yeah.
And Travolta will be in there somewhere. That's certainly a very realistic scenario, Jessica. Thank you for that.
I think I'd bet $0 on that, but that's okay.
Is that not part of Yellowstone kind of lore?
No, I think what that is the very definition of jumping the shark.
Okay.
Remember that time when Kevin Costner turned into Nicolas Cage in a face off plot twist?
Nicolas Cage just shows up and there's just the role of John Dutton will now be played by Nicolas Cage.
Oh, that'd be even lamer. Just full on replacing Kevin
like
Costner.
Oh my gosh.
Well, we'll all know the answers come Sunday night as Yellowstone returns, which means, ladies, you'll get your rip fix back, which is what you're all worried about anyway.
That and a few others, yes.
833-287-1037. Let's see how well you can do against Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. And win or lose, we'll definitely get you to see Kelsey Ballerini in March. 833-287-1037. Call right now for Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge with John and Tammy. San Diego's morning show on KSON. Somewhat loaded question. I will brace myself for the response. Do you guys think I'm a Scrooge?
Yes.
Let me give you some time to think about that.
Oh.
Ponder the question before you answer so abruptly.
Okay.
Really? You really think I'm a Scrooge?
It just was a fun answer.
Tammy, how about an honest answer?
Well, I want to know what you
in
are
general,
asking.
Do you
that
think I'm a Scrooge?
A Scrooge?
Yes.
No.
Okay, thank you.
No.
There's a butt there.
What is it? What's the dot, 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 butt?
It depends on what we're talking about.
Example. Well, I'll give you an example.
Okay.
When people start talking about Christmas stuff too early, yes, I become very bah humbuggy because it's, I don't know, August. But when I get around closer to it, I'm very much a Christmas guy, no?
Okay. Well, it's November now.
Well, I'm defending myself
because
every time I am having a social interaction with some friends or my daughters, it comes up that we should watch some holiday movies. And I'm like, no. We're not going to watch any holiday movies, Christmas movies, until after Thanksgiving, or at least when we're all together for Thanksgiving. That feels like family. That equates holidays to me, at least. And that's when I can finally allow myself to get into the spirit. I don't know why that is bah humbuggy of me, but I've been accused of being a Scrooge. And it's not even Christmas movies, per se. Last week, I get a text from my daughter, Abby, on Halloween night. What are you doing? I said, I'm watching Thursday Night Football. Scrooge. I'm like, what? You should be watching It's a Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown. So I switched it to that.
Everybody's a little different. We all know November 1st, producer Jessica, bam, she becomes Christmas person, right? It happens.
We watched the transformation right before our very eyes.
Yes, and we saw your reaction.
What was my reaction?
Oh, you just said angry.
I was not angry. Let's not say I was. Come on, let's not misrepresent. Time moves so fast anyway. I know I sound like grandpa, but time moves so fast anyway. Why are you in such a hurry to speed things up?
There are many studies that say that people that celebrate Christmas earlier and start the decorations now are happier. So what I'm saying is I'm a happier person. And that's on you.
I really love the anticipation of the holiday.
I understand.
When I was a kid, I would always if I was lucky enough to have a big present under the tree, I would always want that to be the last present I opened, to anticipate, to figure out what it was, to hope what it was, to just, you know, be excited about something. I still feel that way, which I think gets watered down when you start too early. That's the only thing. But I am being accused right now, it's not just from Jessica, rather flippantly, or you, Tammy, after some thought, which I appreciate. Two totally different reactions with the same answer. Very weird. And again, there's people that I care about calling me this.
Well, and listen, this sounds like a conversation you need to have with people you care about.
I thought I was.
No.
What happened? No?
Wow, thanks, Jess.
No, I didn't say no. I said, oh.
I thought I was doing
well,
just
that's
that.
Kind.
And people who in turn care about me. But apparently I'm barking up the wrong tree with that one.
It does.
Merry Christmas.
You skipped right over Thanksgiving, but, John.
Like everybody, why should I be different from anybody else? Coming up next, many people excited about Mariah Carey returning to touring as she announced her Christmas tour with an L.A. stop, incidentally. Furthermore, Mariah is also very excited to be included in Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge, which is coming up next. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Brianna is in El Cajon. Good morning, Brianna.
Good morning.
Brianna, please. Do me a favor. Kick Tammy out of the studio.
Sorry, Tammy. You gotta go.
All right. That's all right. Good luck.
Brianna, I got five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tam, you're going to get $100 thanks to a Garage Door and Gate Store, Main Street and Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors at garagedoorandgatestore.com. Also, want to remind you that all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
Sounds good.
Paul Rudd showed up at polling places in the Philly area on Tuesday to hand out water and snacks to voters. What famous movie boxer is from Philadelphia?
Oh, my gosh. Rocky.
Emma Stone turned 36 yesterday. Emma played Cruella de Vil in what 2021 movie?
101 Dalmatians.
Daniel Craig was asked who the next James Bond should be. His answer? I don't care. In how many movies did Daniel Craig play James Bond?
Six.
A neighbor of the Goonies house put up a sign saying, Goonies not welcome. So the owner put up his own sign saying, hey, you guys, Goonies welcome. Was the Goonies set in Washington, Oregon, or Idaho?
Washington.
And finally, Mariah Carey announced her Christmas tour dates. Finish the lyric to her iconic Christmas song, All I Want for Christmas Is You. Oh, I won't ask for much this Christmas. I won't even wish for snow. I'm just going to keep on waiting. Blank.
Oh my gosh, I'm blanking.
All right. It's hard when it's me saying it, not sweet Mariah singing it, isn't it? Let's get
exactly.
Tam back in. Brianna, what's happening with you today? Tell me something cool.
Not much. I'm actually DJing in Ramona tonight.
That's
so
cool.
Dancing, so.
Look at you. That's hard. You got a hard job. Entertaining people, making them happy for a steady amount of time. Not an easy gig. Good for you.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, are you a good DJ?
I like to say I am.
You have a cool, hip DJ name? DJ Funky B or I don't know.
No, it's just DJ Bree.
DJ Bree.
Hey, I like it.
That's not.
That's like you ask her, are you a good DJ? What's she going to say? No, I suck.
She should own it. Yes. No, I'm a great DJ. There are people listening right now thinking, I need myself a good line dancing DJ, and right. Boom, DJ Bree.
I got it.
Well done, DJ Bree, who did one out of five today, Tam.
Okay.
But she's too busy mixing up beats in her head.
That's right.
Paul Rudd showed up at polling places in the Philly area to hand out water and snacks to voters. What famous movie boxer is from Philadelphia?
Rocky.
That is right. Brianna knew that. 101. Emma Stone turned 36 yesterday. She played Cruella de Vil in what 2021 movie?
What was the it was Cruella, right?
Yes, you're right. Cruella is correct. It was right there in the question. Brianna went with the OG, 101 Dalmatians, but that was not with Emma Stone. It's 2-1 Tammy. Daniel Craig was asked who the next James Bond should be. His answer is classic, I don't care. In how many movies did Daniel Craig play James Bond?
I'm stuck between five or six. I'm going to go five.
Five is right. Casino Royale, Quantum of the Solace, Skyfall, Spectre, and No Time to Die. 3-1, Tammy. Tammy, a neighbor of the Goonies house put up a sign saying, Goonies not welcome.
Aww.
Well, the owner of the Goonies house put up his own sign saying, hey, you guys,
oh,
Goonies
nice.
Welcome. Was the Goonies set in Washington, Oregon, or Idaho?
Oregon.
Oregon. Astoria, Oregon. 4-1, Tammy. And finally, Tam, Mariah Carey announced her Christmas tour dates. Finish the lyric to her iconic Christmas song, All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Okay.
Oh, I won't ask for much this Christmas. I won't even wish for snow. I'm just going to keep on waiting. Blank.
I have absolutely no idea. So, for you to show.
I like how you did the rhyming thing. Show no toe, mistletoe, underneath the mistletoe is what we're looking for. Brianna didn't know it either, so today we finished with a score of 4-1. Brie, you're not going to get any of Tammy's money, DJ Brie, but we got a great prize for you.
You have a pair of tickets to go see Kelsey Ballerini at Pechanga Arena on March 22nd.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome. Thank you.
Hey, have a wonderful day. Have fun DJing. Before you leave, Brianna, I got this for you to say.
Hi, I'm Brianna, an alcohol, and I have fun out of Tammy. College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Nope, it's not Ashton Kutcher. It's Kevin Malone. Equally handsome, equally smart.
Tam and I are thrilled to not only welcome Ben Silverman, one of the executive producers of the legendary The Office, but speaking of legendary, Kevin Malone, a.k.a. Brian Baumgartner from The Office. Morning, Brian.
Hi, how are you?
From the very same literary experts that brought us Welcome to Dunder Mifflin, the ultimate oral history of The Office, we are stoked to bring you The Night Before Christmas at Dunder Mifflin by producer of The Office and many other shows, Ben Silverman, and the man we all love as Kevin, Brian Baumgartner from The Office. Guys, welcome to San Diego's morning show.
Thank you for having me. You know, I live down in the neighborhood. One of these days, I'll come in and stop in person.
You better. Will you bring chili?
I'm invited.
You're always invited. Are you kidding me?
Brian, without giving your address away, whereabouts do you live?
Yeah, I was going to say, John, I knew that was coming. I'm not going to give you my address. You ask. I'm not giving
it. I know. I'm sorry.
I've been kind of trying to have a talk with him about that, but he just doesn't seem to want to listen.
How about just map coordinates? Yeah. Would that be better?
When you look out your front window, do you see oceans, mountains, city?
How about a little bit of both?
Brian Baumgartner, a.k.a. Kevin from The Office. Ben Silverman, who is not only the producer of The Office, but The Office, Ugly Betty, The Biggest Loser, Jane the Virgin. What an amazing resume. And the upcoming reboot. Is it fair to call it a reboot, Ben, or is it something different?
It's something different. It's in the world of The Office. It's in the universe of The Office, kind of like Mandalorians connected to Star Wars in that world. But it absolutely has the same comedy and the same energy, and hopefully a wonderful experience for the fans of the show.
Let's talk about the book, The Night Before Christmas at Dunder Mifflin, available right now where you buy books, on sale today, the perfect Christmas present, Hanukkah present. Brian, you narrate the audiobook as Kevin Malone. You came on as a working actor when The Office started all those years ago, and you have become just this beloved American fixture. I know how important The Office is to both of you, but how great is it to be able to narrate this book as a part of what's become your life now, Brian?
Oh, so much fun. And again, not to keep bringing up San Diego, but I do live there. You know, it's what's so fun for me now in this new age is I'm recording all of this stuff, including the audiobook of The Night Before Christmas at Dunder Mifflin right there in our hometown studios. Really fun for me to be able to spend some more time there in San Diego and still get things done.
Brian, does it ever get too much to be quote-unquote Kevin from The Office?
No. I mean, look, true story, we walked in, we're in New York, spoiler alert, I'll give you the address here, and we walked in to the building, and there's this security desk where you have to check in, and there was one person waiting at the security desk, and I walked in, and she turned around, and she started crying. Look, that is the greatest gift that the show ever gave me, were interactions like that and being able to feel real human emotion because of what the show and maybe the character Kevin Malone means to them.
I think that's a really beautiful story. Ben, maybe you can help me out here because Brian's being so cheeky about I live in San Diego but not giving any help.
Northern San Diego, I will say that.
Ooh, I was thinking you could do another book and play like Can't Find Kevin, and you could do like little picture stories about where you are in San Diego County and maybe
Waldo
people can find
look.
It.
Is that
yes.
Him at the zoo? Is
yes.
that him in La Jolla?
Yes.
Very good idea, Tammy.
Thank you.
Is he playing golf again at Torrey?
Be great.
What is going on?
We can make it a game. Like, Kevin's supposed to golf at Torrey, but forgot his shoes, so he has to wear these Kleenex boxes on the course.
Oh, there you go.
Is he at Chili's having the ribs? I mean, what's going on? You're not supposed to do. I just absolutely love your city, and I'm so happy that your fans of your show are going to be fans of this book. because we are San Diego.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you for that, Ben. Ben Silverman is the Emmy and Golden Globe award-winning producer behind The Office. Brian Baumgartner, you know as Kevin Malone, who, of course, is the SAG and Emmy and Webby Award winner from The Office. They are now the co-authors. Their second book on The Office, The Night Before Christmas at Dunder Mifflin, is available right now wherever you buy your books. Again, a perfect Christmas present for that Office expert that's got everything. They don't have
this
yet.
It's not by USD. It's not by USD.
Carlsbad. Is it Carlsbad?
That's it out.
Okay, when you write the Can't Find Kevin, I want the first copy.
All right, perfect.
Guys, thank you for the years and years of laughs behind the scenes, Ben, and on the screen, Brian. We appreciate you both very much. Good luck with The Night Before Christmas at Dunder Mifflin. Hope it's a massive New York Times bestseller.
Happy holidays.
Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Okay, we have to work on getting Kevin Malone into the studio. I did not know until this very moment that Kevin Malone, a.k.a. Brian Baumgartner, lived in San Diego. That is so cool. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSOS. Veterans Day is this Monday, and among many country stars who are huge supporters of our U.S. military, our KSON Country Fest headliner, Justin Moore.
When I hear from a service man or woman and they come up to me at the grocery store or whatever and say, hey, this song or this album, or when I was over in so-and-so, it really helped me through this and made me feel like I was back home. That's why we always honor those men and women, is we can give them a song or a concert. That's the least we could do. And I just want to make certain that they know we don't take what they do for granted.
You can purchase KSON Country Fest tickets at KSON.com. We also have Nate Smith coming, Warren Ziders, and our very own Morgan Lee Band. It is March 22nd. We are so excited for this show.
KSON.com for your purchase, or you can take your chance tomorrow and do the right thing, do a great thing, and help our hungry here in San Diego by trying to win tickets at our John and Tammy Food Fund. We are returning to Fraser Farms in La Mesa, our first of three Food Fund stops in November. Doing our best to stock the shelves of the San Diego Food Bank to feed San Diego's food insecure, which include elderly and military families and the working poor. People would just need some help, and you can do that and maybe even win KSON Country Fest tickets and Stagecoach tickets tomorrow for our first Food Fund of the season. Lots of F's, Tammy. Fraser Farms in La Mesa. Directions at KSON.com.
Listen, I don't know if anybody's noticed if I sound a little weird today. My tongue's a little swollen. I ended up going to the dentist yesterday, and I got to go again today.
Oh, you're so lucky.
But
at least it's the super dentist telling John Tammy sent you.
Yes, actually, Dr. Kim, thank you. She's amazing. But of course, you know what happens whenever I have to have dental work and I'm all numbed up. We have to play dental karaoke, and that's coming up at 8:05.
It was bad news for Tammy, who had to go to the dentist yesterday for a pretty elaborate procedure. It was great news for the rest of us because that means this.
So I just went to the dentist, and the whole left side of my mouth is numb, including my tongue, and it's going back in my throat. So I don't think I'm going to be able to sing very well. Not that I could sing very well anyway. So let's play another round of Tammy doing dental karaoke.
Singing heads Carolina, tails California, but she's boy from South Georgia. Got the ball in the palm of her hand. She's in, oh my God, I can't even move my lip fast enough. Oh. She had me at Heads Carolina. Why is my voice going all weird? Oh, my tongue hurts. Let's try to sing normally now. What's do? Shake it for the young butt sitting in the honky-tonks. For the rednecks rocking to the break of dawn. For the DJ playing that country song. Come on, come on, come on. Shake it for the birds. Shake it for the bees. Shake it for the catfish swimming down deep in the creek. For the critters and the squirrels. Shake moon. Whoa, my mouth can't keep up.
It's hard, isn't it, Tammy, when your mouth can't keep up with your brain?
It totally is. And as this morning's going on, my tongue is starting to swell a little bit again. But so I'm not doing another round today, even though I have to
have something done
on the other side. Yeah. No. Once is enough. And I was laughing at myself so much, and I look over, and I promise you this is true. There was a San Diego police officer who was in the lane to the right of me, and I looked over, and he's just kind of giving me this weird look. I'm like, hey. It's like he knew.
Pretty sure he's seen weirder at times, but that's pretty good. Good luck with round two today.
Thank you.
And if you get a wild hair, maybe some more of Tammy's dental karaoke coming soon.
On the road again. John and Tammy on the road again.
Cassie is in Chula Vista. How excited, scale of 1 to 10 right now, are you, Cassie?
I am elated. It's 1520. You know, I was hit.
Gotcha. Gotcha. I thought it was some code that I should know. You know, like a 1520. I'm like, what is that?
What it is that you're going to Stagecoach, Cassie.
I don't think we heard that. Can you do it again?
That's what it sounds like.
Yes.
Nice job, Cass. We're super excited for you. Enjoy Stagecoach. And you can feel that same ecstatic elation that Cassie just did. Just go to KSON.com for John and Tammy's Road to Stagecoach, refreshed by EcoWaterSoCal.com. Your water should be perfect.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's go to San Marcos. Say good morning to Katie. Hi, Katie.
Hi.
Katie, would you please do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Tammy, could you please leave?
You bet.
Katie, 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy. You're going to get $100 thanks to a Garage Door and Gate Store, Main Street and Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, a Garage Door and Gate Store.com. A reminder to you, Katie, that all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
Maria Shriver had a birthday yesterday. Maria was married to which actor for 35 years before their split due to him having a child with their housekeeper?
Oh, my God. Oh, goodness. Oh, I don't know.
Okay. Daniel Craig was asked who the next James Bond should be. He very pointedly answered, I don't care. What is James Bond's secret agent code name?
007.
Yesterday was National Nacho Day. Who was the star of the 2006 movie Nacho Libre?
Jack Black.
Paul Rudd showed up at polling places in the Philly area to hand out water and snacks to voters. What 2009 Paul Rudd film that also stars Rashida Jones and Jason Segel had this famous scene?
Oh, yeah. I slapped the bass big time.
What is that? You sound like a leprechaun.
No, that's a reggae guy.
Oh,
I just did reggae. Doesn't sound reggae?
No.
Slap the bass.
That's I Love You, Man.
And finally, a neighbor of the Goonies house put up a sign saying, Goonies not welcome. So the owner put up his own sign saying, hey, you guys, Goonies welcome. In the Goonies, what is the name of the character that yells, hey, you guys?
Oh, that's Chunk.
Let's get Tam back in. So, Katie, what you got going on today?
Oh, I'm up early dropping a friend off at the airport and just driving back to work now.
Okay.
Do you offer that ride to just anyone or, I'm just wondering.
She's had a friend.
No, just friends. I will only get up for friends before 6 a.m.
Yeah, right. That's a good friend, too.
Can we be friends?
I'm heading out for the holiday. Yeah. I can use a ride in a couple of weeks. Yeah. Katie did 3 out of 5.
Nice job, Katie.
Tammy, Maria Shriver had a birthday yesterday. Maria was married to which actor for 35 years before their split due to him having a child with their housekeeper?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah. That tends to put a damper on the marriage.
Yeah. And heaven again.
Katie couldn't remember. It's 1-0 Tammy. Tammy, Daniel Craig was asked who the next James Bond should be. His very pointed answer, I don't care. What is James Bond's secret agent code name?
007.
Katie knew that. 2-1 Tammy. Tammy, yesterday was National Nacho Day. Finally a holiday I can get behind. Who was the star of the 2006 film Nacho Libre?
Jack Black.
That's right. I celebrated. I put up a nacho tree. Sang nacho carols. Ate them the right way with melted cheese, not cheese sauce. Just saying. It is 3-2 because Katie knew that. Tammy, Paul Rudd showed up at polling places in the Philly area to hand out water and snacks to voters. What 2009 Paul Rudd film that also stars Rashida Jones and Jason Segel has this famous scene?
Oh, yeah. I slapped the bass big time.
What is that? You sound like a leprechaun.
No, that's a reggae guy. I just did reggae. Doesn't sound reggae?
No.
Slap the bass.
I love you, man.
Oh, I love you too, Tam. Oh, yeah. That's right. Katie knew that as well. 4-3, Tammy. And finally, Tammy, a neighbor of the Goonies house put up a sign saying, Goonies not welcome. So the owner put up his own sign saying, hey, you guys, Goonies welcome. It's hilarious because the Goonie house has another house in between the complaining neighbor house.
Oh.
And the house in between put up a sign that says, ignore the Karen next door.
Wow.
Yeah, so they're all Team Goonies except for that one dude. What is the name of the character that yells, hey, you guys, in the Goonies?
Chunk?
You know, that's a popular answer.
That's what I said.
It's also what Katie went with. No, that was Sloth. Well, anyway, Katie today, Tammy beats you by a score of 4-3. You're not going to get any of her money, but we have a great prize for you.
You have a pair of tickets to go see Kelsey Ballerini March 22nd at Pechanga Arena.
Oh, heck yeah. Thank you.
Katie, enjoy that. Have a wonderful day. Before you leave, we have to have you say this.
I am Katie in San Marcos, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Kenzie is in Poway. Good morning, Kenzie.
Good morning.
Kenzie has a sweet boyfriend of 6 months, or does she?
Yeah. Kenzie, would you go ahead and share what's making you wonder if you need to love or list this guy you started dating?
Okay, so I've been dating him for 6 months, and then a girl I work with knew him, and she showed me messages he sent her, and basically, like, he was messaging her on Instagram, and this was before we were dating, but they were kind of a lot. They were like, you're so sexy, you're perfect, when are you going to let me take you out on a date? And he did the same thing to, like, some of her friends. It just seems like he was after any woman he could get.
It seems like he was messaging every female he knew to see who'd bite.
Exactly.
He's not still doing this, right? I mean, this is before you guys met?
Yeah, this was before, like, he stopped. But it makes me feel like I took the guy that no one else wanted.
Now, did you find him that way, by him messaging you?
No.
Well, yeah, but he wasn't, like, that direct. Like, it felt like a conversation.
So he wasn't saying things like the girl, I'm sorry, I don't mean to laugh, that's not fair. The girl who you work with, when she showed you the text, it was kind of like, wow, you're so hot, wow, come on. When he was messaging you, they weren't like that at all?
No, we had an actual conversation, and that turned into a thing.
Okay, so you're wondering, number one, did you take the guy that nobody wanted? Number two...
Wow, what a horrible thought.
I know. Number two, did he stop all that because he started a real relationship with you? Or number three, he has a real relationship with me, but is he still doing these messaging, right? I mean, did I hit all those questions right?
Yeah, he stopped sending the messages when we started dating.
So, you know, I think this warrants a sit-down conversation with him.
Kenzie, I'm hardly one to give out advice, but when you do have that conversation, if you do have that conversation, you might want to leave out, have I picked the one that nobody wanted? just throwing it out there. You know, Tammy brought up something that I think is very important. Maybe when you mentioned, Kenzie, that he had a real conversation with you, and that's when you guys kind of started dating, maybe, and this is just me speculating, but maybe he just figured, you know what? I like this person.
Yeah.
I don't want to mess around with, I think you're sexy, I think you're so hot, blah, 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 blah. Frankly, it's never worked, and maybe I like this person too much. Mm-hmm. Have you ever gone down that road?
I mean, I would love to think that I'm just so special, but now I don't know anymore.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Well, let's throw it out there and see what the KS1 loyal listeners think. 833-287-1037. What do you think Kenzie should do? Should she maybe just sit down with her boyfriend and say, hey, I know about these past messages. What's the deal? Should she just forget about it? Because that's not how they met, and they seem to have a real relationship. Should she love him or list him?
833-287-1037. Kenzie, would you mind hanging out so we can see what our KSON loyal listeners have to say? Maybe point you down the right direction.
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome. All right. Let's help Kenzie out. Is this a red flag or is this no big deal? Let's find out. 833-287-1037. John and Tammy, love him or list him on KSON. Kenzie and Poway shared her boyfriend a dilemma with us.
I've been dating him for 6 months, and then a girl I work with, she showed me messages he sent her. Basically, like, and this was before we were dating, but they were kind of a lot. They were like, you're so sexy, you're perfect. When are you going to let me take you out on a date?
So now she needs your help. Should Kenzie love him or list him?
Jason and Vista, what is your take here?
Honestly, I just kind of feel she should love him. Why? Because, you know, one, if he's being straight up and honest with you and he's not doing it anymore, you know, you should just have a have an adult conversation with him. Just ask him, be like, hey, are you still doing this or aren't you? You know, and if he says, you know, no, take a man on his word until he proves you wrong.
Jessica, also in Vista, what do you think Kenzie should do?
Well, I think that it's more like, I don't think she's thinking of it the right way. If I were her, I'd be humiliated that he was messaging all these other women and that they all know that she's with him and she works with one of them. But the way that he's messaging these other women, they probably didn't hook up with them because he's just trying to hook up. Where it sounds like the way that he was talking to her is that he actually wanted something more serious with her.
Tasha and Ramona, what's your take on this?
If she wasn't receiving the same messages that her coworker was receiving and the other woman, I think he was wanting, how do I politely put this, a one-night kind of a date where he wanted a relationship with her. But I definitely agree with you. Sit down, have a conversation.
Cherokee and Oceanside, what do you think Kenzie should do here?
Hi. So whenever I was thinking about it, like putting everything together, from my own personal experience, I feel like it would be something that you would sit down and talk to them about. Because some people can change some, and maybe it is the fact of, like, he realized, I really do like this person, and so he wanted to change how he spoke so he could maybe actually have a chance, because seeing how he talked to the other person, even in my opinion, I don't think that would give much of a chance.
I love her advice. Everybody's been so helpful.
Yeah, let's hope it's helping Kenzie, who's been waiting around to hear what you had to say.
Well, Kenzie, maybe it's just a matter of he was fishing too much and now he doesn't need to go fishing anymore because he finally caught the perfect catch. I don't know. What do you think?
I think I just need to talk to him and get some clarity about why he was messaging girls stuff like that and just try to get perspective on where I fit in his life.
Is it any consolation to you whatsoever that he has stopped all this since he's met you and everything seems to be different, at least it seems to me as far as what you've described, seems to be different the way he behaves towards you? Is that at all good?
It is, but I want to know that it's like he realized we had a real connection and I want him to understand that, like, those messaging, like, that's not how you connect with people.
So you just want confirmation from him is what you're looking for, I think.
Yeah, exactly.
Kenzie, are you at all afraid of the answer he might give?
Oh, absolutely. I don't have good taste.
Well, I think this is going to work out for you. I love the fact that he hasn't done this, and I'm going to go ahead and chalk this up to a dude being a dude, my opinion, and that, you know, when you're in that, you know, I don't know, you're thinking that maybe you have a chance, you're lonely, you're in a different mood, you know what I'm talking about, you might reach out and say things, I don't know, I'm trying to give him the benefit of the doubt. I love the fact that he hasn't done this since he's met you, and he seems to really, really like you, in my opinion at least, outside looking in. So hopefully you work it out. He'll give you the answer that you want and you can continue this relationship because it sounds like you want to.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Kenzie, and good luck and stay in touch with us, okay?
Okay, thank you.